inspire and reward
billions of business souls
to gamify their life,
to share products and services
they care deeply about,
so they experience
the magical power
of referral marketing.
Welcome to the next episode of the Nexum Podcast. I'm Gail, and I'm here with CEO Ben Dixon. And today we're going to talk about why you should focus on customer retention and direct selling. In the fast-paced world of direct selling, it's easy to become laser-focused on acquiring new customers. However, research shows that customer retention is just as, if not more, crucial to long-term success, right? Because I think one of the measures of a successful business is whether or not that first sale repeats, right? So why should we prioritize customer retention, Sir Beth?
Well, a couple clear points. I mean, the business 101 adage is that it's easier to keep a customer than it is to get a new one, right? It's acquiring new customers is expensive. And so if you can get a customer one time that buys for 6 months instead of buying for 4 months, wow, your business gets literally 50% more revenue than your competitor. If they're only getting 4 orders and you're getting 6, wow, every customer is worth 50% more. If you can get to 12 months of orders and your competitor's only in 4, wow, you get literally 300% of what they're doing. That's pretty incredible. And so when you're thinking through your business, you want to get the total value of a customer. So in business school, they'll call it lifetime value of a customer. But you want to be measuring not only the first purchase and what you earn from that, but the average life, and be saying, is this someone who's subscribing for 4 months, 5 months, 6 months, 7 months? What is that? Because anything you can do to extend the lifetime value of the customer, the time they stay subscribed to you, is going to create more revenue if you have any sort of reoccurring subscription product. The second piece that's very important when you think about customer retention strategies and how do you get customer retention is wowing customers, of course, right? Delivering on your brand promises, engaging with them powerfully, right? And when we're here at Nexum, we talk about referral marketing all the time. And the truth is faithful customers' trust grows and they refer others. So if you have a customer rewards program or you're a direct selling company and have some an affiliate program or an MLM opportunity, those are all opportunities to dynamically, virally grow your business. When you have happy customers, they share with their friends. Some of them become passionate about your brand to the level to where they want to promote you and be an independent contractor earning commissions. And none of that happens if they don't have a great customer experience. So the third point that and we gotta all get to is by thinking through your customer retention, you learn data that you can take action on that helps you make better decisions. You know, one of the reports we've published through the DSEF that we can link to in the show notes, the decision-making framework most direct selling executives operate under, and many direct selling executives live in this world of the objectives they think they want and the objectives their field members want, and only end up taking action where those two shall meet. And in that report, we unpack that most executives today, and you may be listening to the show and find that you're in this place, still make their decisions based off of just transactional data. Like when you think about what you're really looking at, you might be looking at sales or subscriptions or enrollments or lifetime value of a customer, like we just talked about. Those numbers become your KPIs for how you run your business. And the challenge with that is when you don't go deeper into retention, when you don't go deeper into the front end of your sales pipeline, like leading indicators and the things that create leading indicators, you miss opportunities to optimize. And this report's phenomenal without me letting the whole cat out of the bag. What I love is that it highlights that if you can optimize your front end sales process, your pipeline, by even 20% on average in industry benchmarks, you will double your top line revenue per active rep numbers. And so if that's not enough to get your attention, I don't know what is, gang. Some of your peers are living in a world where they are doubling their top line revenue per active rep numbers over you. So if you stay the old way, good luck. But if you use some of the new decision-making frameworks that are in the space that are making a big difference, yeah, you would need half the amount of distributors as your competitor to make the same amount of income. And it's important that we not only have a plan for retention and focus on retention and direct selling, Gail, but that we use that information to make better decisions as a whole. And that's the message for today. Thank you so much for having me out here on the show. Always fun to jump in on these podcasts, these little nuggets of helping people win during the week. Thanks for inviting me out today, Gail.
Of course, Sir Ben. And I'm sure that wraps up a really great episode on, and people have gained valuable knowledge and inspiration on how Customer attention is a game changer for your direct selling business, as well as it's always been important. You can always listen to the Nexum podcast on Spotify, Anchor FM, Apple Podcasts, and iHeartRadio. We do live streams every Wednesday on LinkedIn and Facebook, and we will also link the trends report that Sir Ben has mentioned on this episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope everybody has a great day. Bye.
Bye for now.